Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul Giordana, DJ, Wednesday. What is it? Third day of March? I think it is. Everything's
a
blur.
It is, in fact, yes.
George, you know me pretty well. I have six gigs going on right now.
Yeah, you're busy.
At the top of the list is CCO Radio, and then I've got Star Tribune. I've got three weather companies, TPT, Channel 2. That's just once a month, so not too much of a strain. But speeches, and I'm writing a illustrated kids book right now. My point being, my hope is to diversify a little bit, diversify the risk, and I'm interested in all these different things, and you never know what's going to really take off and what isn't going to take off. So you're preaching to the choir when you talk about the gig economy. I know a lot of people out there working multiple jobs to keep the lights on, to keep things going forward. Diane Huth, the accidental career coach, joins us every Wednesday at this time. And she's pretty high on this gig economy. Hey, Diane.
Hello, Paul and Giordana. Great to be back with you.
Yes. So the gig economy, it's great to have you back, Diane. I every time you're on, I learn something new. I did not realize that 60 million Americans, 40% of us, are in the gig economy today, either full or part-time. What is the gig economy? Let's define that.
Well, it is temporary worker or contingent workers. It's where you have a contract for performance that you want done, but generally the employer doesn't tell you when or how to do it.
Okay.
So this isn't like another full-time gig or another business. This is a side gig to your already full-time job?
It can be whatever. I have my full-time gig is I'm a career coach, right? People hire me when they want my needs. We arrange a price. They don't pay me on salary, right? So it can be a full-time job. Many people cobble together an income or with multiple different gigs, just like Paul.
Ah, okay.
So many people have multiple gigs because they have to have multiple gigs to have the level of income that they want. Some people now working from home, which might make it easier to contract with different companies and work on everything simultaneously. What advice do you have? What are the most popular gig jobs out there today, Diane?
Well, the top 10 are, you could probably guess them. The number one is rideshare, Lyft and Uber, right? Everybody knows them.
Right.
If you're an Uber driver, you decide when you want to work. You get in your car, you flip on the app, and you see if there's a job, and you go do it. When you're done, you turn off the app, and you go home, right? You work when and where you want. And that's one of the concepts. Education and training, right, where you take courses and seminars. Delivery, think of all the restaurant delivery apps. Administrative, virtual assistants are very popular today. So instead of having a secretary that comes in and unlocks the office, you do it all online. And often, one of the challenges is that when you go to hire a virtual assistant, you get somebody overseas working for a fraction of what you would pay an American to do it. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. Software development is the case in point. The highest paid gig jobs, often earning $100 or more an hour, are in IT, because someone who's programming IT is sitting by themselves, alone, at 3 o'clock in the morning in their bunny slippers, working on writing code. They don't have to be in a group setting, right? The highest IT jobs are like virtual reality, blockchain is a whole new trend, robotics, crypto coding, ethical hacking, video editing, all of these things, social media, digital marketing, accounting and finance. Your bookkeeper doesn't have to be in the office. You send off the records to your accountant or your CPA, and they have an agreement with you. They're going to charge you so much a month to do your books. They never even see you, right? Project management has been institutionalized today. Writing and editing, writing a book, writing an article, editing, all these are things, and even event staffing. So all these are things that can be done as a gig, which means contingent or part-time employment. And the key thing is when we think of contract employment or a gig, it means you're paid as an independent contractor. You're not paid a salary on a W-2 form at the end of the year. You're paid as an independent contractor, and you get a 1099 form. And some of the differences are that employees they pay half of their Social Security and half of their Medicare, and the employer pays the other part. A lot of people don't know that 20% of your salary gets paid to the government in either Social Security or Medicare. When you're an employee, they deduct 10% from your salary, and your employer chips in the other 10%. When you're an independent contractor, you are required to pay that 20% yourself.
And you have to remember to do that, or else you get yourself in trouble. So it's extra responsibility, certainly. Diane, how do you keep yourself safe when you're the gig economy employee? I mean, I understand with rideshare and things like that, but what if you find somebody who wants you to write some code for them? How do you make sure that you're going to get paid? How do you enter into quality relationships, and how do you find them?
Well, there are many companies that help facilitate that. One way is you can work with a company that you know, maybe a former employer or somebody you're assigned for a job for, a reputable company. You write a contract, and then they give you a deposit or an advance, and then you work against milestones. That's the traditional way. But there's a number of platforms that make it so easy to do gig work today. The number one, of course, is Upwork. Upwork is a huge global market. They're in like 170 countries, and they have people from all over the world. And anything that can be done online that you don't have to meet people face-to-face can be done on Upwork. And then there's a site called Freelancer. These are marketplaces where you post your skills. I have these skills. I'm a digital video producer. And then a company posts a job, and then you match with each other. And the host company like Fiverr or Freelancer or Upwork, they collect the money from the employer and pay it and hold it in escrow and then pay the employee. There are other ones. Fancy Hands does virtual assistants, Flex Jobs. Now, I have built my entire career coaching business on one site, which is LinkedIn. They have a program called ProFinder. We've talked about that before. But the advantage of ProFinder is it's limited to people in your own country. So I only talk to people in the United States, and people in the United States only get proposals from other people in the United States. So they're not getting people from India and the Philippines and, you know, lowballing on rates. So I can charge a premium price to my American clients because I'm an American, and they're not being bombarded by cheaper labor. So that's a great thing to think about. There's industry-specific websites. If you're in the caregiving, there's care.com. If you're in a ride share of things, there's different industry things. But also the big job posting companies, LinkedIn and CareerBuilder and all those, many of the jobs that they have are contingent employment, contract employment, or short-term employment.
So, Diane, I mean, one disadvantage is you don't know 3 months from now, 6 months from now, how much money you're going to be bringing in. There's no, with a W-2, you have maybe some assurance of future cash flow. In a gig economy, it can change month to month, but it seems like this is the way the world is going. Companies are hiring more gig employees, more part-time 1099, fewer W-2, right?
Absolutely. I read a statistic last night from Statista, which is one of the top data companies saying that by 2027, over 50% of all employment will be done on contract basis or gigs, because employers have already invested in it, allowing people to work from home. They've learned the skills, and they've learned that it costs them $18,000 to house an employee in an office. And workers have realized that it costs them $1,000 a mile that they commute. So why are employers paying more to make employees spend more money to come into a workplace away from home? So the whole move to working at home has really sped up the engine of gig jobs.
Okay. All right. Diane?
Diane, I'm going to post your list of where to find jobs on the Paul and Jordana mm-hmm. Facebook page, because you have really an extensive list for us, and we didn't get to yep. all of them. You know, Flex Jobs Guru, Top Toll, all of this stuff. So I'm going to post that for us on the Paul and Jordana Facebook site.
Why, thank you. And it's not a bad thing. You earn less. The average gig employee earns only half of what a salaried employee earns, but he also only works half the time. So the average gig worker only works 25 hours a week. So if you're looking for work-life balance,
really?
Or if you're older and you're looking to kind of semi-retire, this is really great. In fact, a lot of gig workers are seniors who are not able to find a full-time job or don't want to work 15, 60 hours. So it's a great way to transition to a more independent, healthy lifestyle. So it's something that people should look into, not only because it gives you a cushion. You want to have multiple gigs, so in case you get unemployed, you have income coming in through multiple streams,
right.
But also it lets you live the quality of life that you want.
Diane Huth, Accidental Career Coach, thank you again, and looking forward to next week. We really appreciate your expertise, Diane.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.